A Dream of the Chavante. I dreamed within the cavern of the world. My old father smeared my head with wet so that his power would enter me. There were guards pounding the ground on their thick legs, a heavy dancing that made the heavy world over and over again like a mortar and a pestle. Crushing meal into bread, their eyes watchful as spies or wardens, their heads cocked and lunging. I was a child, strange to adulthood's mysteries, ignorant, wishful, naked but for cheap shorts, my hair a helmet of chopped black. A log was locked to my shoulders. The taste of sweat was in my mouth and its sting in my eyes as I hustled across the mud pack until the tiredness ate my belly and the souls of my equals separated in two before me, and my head divided between my treacherous eyes. My foolish mother came running, her hand stretched out with a bottle of water, in pity, thinking to save me from pain and perishing, as if perishing into spirits, might not be the point of all of it, this scattered world that circles us like the horizon, where we squat in the dust under a naked sky and stare across, stuck in the dirt, the center plunged like a cane blade in her heart. Her bottle was plastic. Her dress was from an old Sears catalog. She did not know my wild eyes switching back and forth like an idiot's, or folded like petals in a trance, so long I thought I might never wake again. Saw more within their darkness than I will, than I can tell. I babbled, and the spit frothed around my mouth, and the words, all fire, burned my tongue as they leapt when I woke out of the cave and vanished beneath the sun, like dew or weeping or kisses, leaving only these ashes, senseless echoes, and scars on my legs where the holy men drew blood.